Hello.
Hello. Hi. I'm looking to speak to Lorraine.
Speaking.
Hi, Lorraine. My name is Will, and I'm calling from the National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting a survey this afternoon. And I would like to ask you a couple of questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Would you like to participate?
Not right now. I'm getting ready to get into the shower.
It will only take 1 or 2 minutes. I would really appreciate
it. Okay, hurry up now.
Okay. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Next question is, just to be sure you're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Okay. How old are you?
78.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are there chances of a 50-50 or probably not vote?
I put 50-50 if I'm alive.
God willing, you will be.
Yes.
Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm not satisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not satisfied.
Okay. Okay, just a second.
Because things have really, really changed within the, ever since the pandemic came by. Looked like the world took a different turn.
Yeah, definitely.
Even people act different.
Yes, surely do. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focused on? You can select one or two. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, reducing gun violence, standing up to the rise of racism and discrimination. Any of those yet?
Well, you make it very hard.
Okay.
Can I pick one or two?
Yeah, just one or two. Yeah.
Okay, could you say them again?
Okay, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
Oh, yes, especially for the elderly.
Okay. Reducing gun violence, standing up to the rise.
Yes. Okay. Yes, they need to do something about that.
Okay, great. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I think it's getting worse because things have gotten so high.
Mm,
and it's a lot of people out there don't have food.
Yes, definitely.
You know, because every time, you know, if you buy a dozen of eggs, it's going to cost you $8. My goodness, come on, give me a break.
In your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select one or two. Racism and discrimination, too many people depending on the government and for handouts, poor work ethic, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, poor life choices and values by some, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, not enough good role models, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, lack of good paying jobs opportunities, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, don't know, refuse.
You know something? You named some good ones, but I don't know which one to pick.
Okay, I'm gonna reread some of them, and the first one you want to pick, you let me know.
Okay.
Racism and discrimination. Too many people depending on the government for handouts. Poor work ethic. The breakdown.
I think that. Poor work ethic.
Okay, great. How much you have heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot? A little? Nothing at all? Don't know? Refuse?
I say a little.
A little.
I've heard a little about it.
Mm-hmm. Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
No, I do not, you know, because everybody need to know what's going on in this world. I ain't need having somebody walk around here dumb. Like, and let them read it.
Yeah.
It ain't going to kill nobody.
Exactly. You strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose. Don't know. Strongly support. Thank you so much. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say no. Joe Biden.
What do you mean, what I have to say? Have I heard of him?
Yeah. Well,
yes.
From 1 to 100, it all depends on...
Wait a minute. Am I supposed to give him a number?
Yeah, you're supposed to give him a number, a scale from 1
okay,
to 100.
Okay,
okay. From 0 to 100.
Scale. Yeah, from 0 to 100. I just put 50.
50?
Yes.
Okay, Joe Biden, 50. Okay. Black Lives Matter or BLM?
I give that 75.
75. Okay. Beyonce?
Who?
Beyonce.
The singer.
Yeah, the singer.
The singer? Oh, give her a Leo. I don't care nothing about her.
Okay. Okay, the NAACP, no double ACP.
What is that?
NAACP.
NAACP. I don't know what.
NAACP. NAACP.
NAACP.
No, double A. Double A.
Okay,
Army.
Okay. Give me 50. I have no idea what that is, but I just go on.
Okay. Hakeem Jeffries.
Who?
Hakeem.
Huh?
Yeah, Hakeem.
I have no
Jeffries.
Idea who that is.
You don't know who he is?
Uh-uh.
What do you want to give him?
What if I don't know him, but put a 0, because I don't know nothing about him.
Okay, that's fine. The feminist movement?
I give him a 50.
50, thank you so much. Kamala Harris?
Seventy-five.
Okay. Ron DeSantis.
Now, I do not know who that is.
What do you want to give him?
I would just give him a 50. I mean, I don't know.
You're very generous.
I know.
I know it's a way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if the election was held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Colonel West, the third party candidate, and Donald Trump, the Republican, for whom will you vote?
I wouldn't vote for Donald Trump.
Not him, not Donald Trump.
No way.
Okay, so
he don't even know what he's talking about half of the time. I went and bought some bleach today, and I thought about when we had the pandemic. Then he talking about something. Well, can't somebody drink some bleach?
So you go for Joe Biden, Colonel West?
Yes. Yes.
Who would you go for?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right. Switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact personally using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact in your life, 5 means a moderate impact in your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact on your life. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the country's economic going into recession soon.
Mm-hmm.
From 0 to 10.
I get a 10.
A 10, okay.
I really don't know. I never even thought about it, did it too.
Okay, climate change.
Yeah, 10.
A 10 too, okay. Climate and violence in this country.
Violence. Climate and environment.
No,
violence.
Crime.
Oh, yeah, that's high up.
Crime and violence in this country from 0 to 10.
Yes. 10, yeah.
10, all right. Affirmative action ending.
Oh, I have no idea about that, so I get out of 5.
A 5. Thank you so much. You're so generous. Now, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the policy. The government should provide free child care to all families.
Agree.
You agree with that? Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree.
I strongly agree because I have
strongly
the children, yes.
Okay. Athletes should compete in sports based on gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify.
At birth.
You strongly agree?
Agree.
Okay. The government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
Oh, no, I don't. No. No.
Strongly disagree, somewhat disagree.
I strongly disagree about that.
Okay. Children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room at the gender they were assigned at birth.
Oh, my goodness.
You could say strongly agree, disagree.
Okay. Let me reread
that question.
Yeah, reread it again.
Okay, children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth. Do you agree, strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
I agree. Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
The government shall pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide?
I agree.
You agree on abortion?
Yes, I do, because sometimes somebody might be raped or something like that.
Okay, so you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
I somewhat agree.
Okay, good. Drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illnesses shall be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison?
Agree.
Okay, strongly.
Strongly.
Okay. The government shall pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition?
Oh, I strongly agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. In which, if any of the following situations, should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Fathers who's opposed or partner in giving birth to a child, mother adopting a child when dealing with a mental health episode, death of a family member, fathers adopting a child, sicknesses or serious injuries, mother giving birth to a child, caring for a family member with a serious health condition. Don't know or you refuse?
I strongly agree.
No, let me reread
your
choices.
Okay, read it again.
Okay, in which of any of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off?
Oh, okay. So you're going to name them and not supposed to pick the one.
Yeah, you pick the one. Fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, mothers adopting a child when dealing with mental health episode. When dealing with a mental health episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. How often will you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Will you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Applies to respondent, applies to household, does not apply? Don't know,
no.
Refuse? Does not apply?
No, right. It do not apply. My house has not been broken into.
Uh-huh, okay. Yeah, what I'm reading, you have to decide whether it has taken place in your household or your personal life.
No,
violent,
neither one.
Okay, violent crime such as assault?
No.
Has any of that happened to you? No?
No.
Okay. Money or property stolen?
No.
Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Okay, thank you. Switching gears a bit, the last few questions I have for you are some statistical purposes only. What is the last
year? If you don't hurry up, I'm going to hang up. I thought you said it was not, but just a couple of questions.
No, please, just one more minute. That's it. What is the last year of school that you completed? 11th grade? 12th. So that's high school.
Yes.
Okay. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
A widow.
Okay. Do you have any children, 18 years old of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
No. Okay. How will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural? Don't know, refuse?
Don't know.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever? Don't ever? Twice
hardly
a week?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to read a list of news outlets or stations for each. Please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week.
Mm-hmm.
Your local TV news, very often, somewhat often, now that, often, seldom to never, don't know, refuse. Local TV news.
Often. Often.
Often. Okay. MSNBC?
Yes.
Fox News?
Yes.
Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Yes.
CNN?
Yes, sometimes.
Sometimes, okay.
Yeah.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican or independent or something else?
I prefer not to put that down.
Okay. Refuse. Don't know. Refuse.
I don't know.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, no health insurance, other, don't know, refuse.
Are you saying health insurance by
yeah,
myself?
Because of your spouse, okay. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household?
I am.
You, okay. Will you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just stop me when I get to your category. Under 15,000? 15,000? Under 15,000?
Under
15,000? 15?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
I do not know what that is.
That's the lesbian, gay, bisexual, trisexual, and all that.
I prefer not to answer that. I've never even thought about it.
No. Okay.
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. This will conclude the survey. I thank you very much for your time. God bless you. You have a wonderful evening.
Okay, and send me a gift.
I will. Thank you so much.
Bye.
God bless you.